All right. Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, April 30th, the last day of the month. And we've got some cool stuff from the LA Circuit race. Live action from the race day. Results at the podium ceremony. Rahsaan Bahati calling the exciting fixie finish. We had a fixie race at the LA Circuit race. And Crenshaw High School, their band was out there doing the national anthem at the LA Circuit race on April 22nd. Got some race results also. And this weekend, I became what's known as a super randonneur. It was insane. Super randonneur is a rider who's completed these insanely ungodly distances of a series of four brevets. It's a 200-kilometer, a 300-kilometer, a 400K, and a 600K. So this weekend was the 600K. 375 miles with a time limit of 40 hours. And finished it in 18? I don't know. My legs hurt. Damn, that was hard. My legs hurt. So enough about me, though. I am a super randonneur now. That's what a super randonneur is. We've got some a narrative, a really cool narrative from one of the local bloggers, pvcycling.wordpress.com, The Wankmeister. And this one's called The Hand of God. A little blog about the latest Vlaanderen Ronde. And I don't know how to pronounce that fucking thing. Road race up in Bakersfield. So pretty entertaining reading. I did a reading on that. That'll be playing later. Parental discretion advised. Some explicit language used by Mr. Wankmeister. We've got some race results. Let's get into some race results now from Northern Cal Boggs Mountain Classic team standings. This is high school mountain bike. This is the NorCal High School Cycling League. Sitting in fifth place right now, San Rafael High School with 3,616 points. San Ramon Valley in fourth with 3,638. With 3,720 points, Redwood High, and with 3,750 points, Salinas High School. And your leader right now in the Northern Cal Cycling League, High School Mountain Bike Leagues, with 3,807 points, St. Francis Drake High School. St. Francis Drake is your leader right now. So what else have we got? Let's go to some more results for right now from LA Circuit Race. Race results for the 18th annual Los Angeles Circuit Race, held on Westchester Parkway. Men's Pro Category 1s and 2s. In a very fast race, hotly contested, no breakaways able to get away at all. In fact, all day, pretty much no breakaways were able to succeed with speeds averaging upwards of 30 miles an hour. A three-up sprint. Austin Carroll taking third place, getting on the podium from Full Circle Cycling, powered by Pure Gear. Yvonne Dominguez in second, just barely getting nipped at the line by Cash Call Mortgage's Justin Williams. Justin Williams. And in the women's category 1-2-3s, Holly Breck taking third place, riding for SC Velo and Power Coaching. Shelby Reynolds in second. Helen's Cannondale. And your winner from Velo Club Lagrange Westwood, Julie Cutts. Men's category 3s, Eric Anderson, OTR Racing, taking that win. And in the women's category 3s and 4s, Vicky Appel for PAA Remax Realty, picking up that win. The LA Circuit race also hosted new events, including single-speed categories, single-speed freewheels. Alex Portillo taking the win there. And also single-speed fixies. Single-speed fixies. Rounding out the podium was OTR Racing's Ryan Barrett on third. Edgar Juarez in second. And your winner, Tony Zaldúa. Tony Z taking the fixie race. In the juniors, 10 through 12 men's, Weston Gim for Major Motion Cycling taking that win.
Junior's 13 to 14 men's Matthew Lai riding for True Cycling. Junior men 15-16, 3 years in a row now. Team Specialized Racing Juniors Diego Benatina. And in the junior men 17-18, running for Lux Pro Development, Scott Cohen was your winner. Junior women's 10 through 14, young junior women Rachel Cross riding for Show Air Rock and Road was your winner there, followed by Courtney Comer in second, riding for Aqua Al Dewey, San Diego Bike Club. And in third place, Strive Racing's Mariah Swan. Women's 15 through 18. Rounding out the podium in third place, Adams Avenue Bicycles' Lucy Parrots. And second place, Strive Racing's Rachel Swan. And your winner from Strive Racing, Hannah Swan. Masters 35, Sharon Smith for Surf City Cyclery taking that win. And in the Masters 45, also averaging in the very high 20-plus miles an hour, and close to 40-mile-an-hour sprint. No breakaways able to succeed either in the Masters 45s. Marvin Hall taking third place for UC Cyclery JW Floors. Breakaway from Cancer's Masters, Richard Meeker in second. And your winner, BBI SIC Cycling's Craig Miller. And in the beginner men's Category 5B's True Cycling's Dane Runderkamp was your winner. And in the other beginner men's 5 category, USC's Ben Rudolph taking that win. Complete results for the LA Circuit race can be found at backontrackproductions.com.
Okay. All right. We got some something new for you this time. Something new is the PV Cycling. .wordpress.com. Check out that blog. That's by the Wankmeister. We did a narrative on one of his latest write-ups. This is regarding a road race in Central California. Central California's Bakersfield Road Race. It's called the Hand of God. You might find this entertaining, so sit back and enjoy here on Bike Sport Radio.
We're going to do something different that we haven't done in a while. We've got the Hand of God Part 1, What Day Is Today? By the Wankmeister, Cycling in the South Bay. Now, this guy's a blogger. He writes about local bike racing, and it's really, really something. It's, if you haven't read this, you'll probably enjoy this narrative. All right. Words can't describe the brutality of the 2012 Vlay-Flay-Rondy road race held in Bakersfield. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, they can. It started off the way that bike races this time of year always start off. Hey, honey, I'm racing in Bakersfield tomorrow. Want to come and hand me up water in the feed zone? Bakersfield? Isn't that that really hot, ugly place with no shade? Well, I don't know if I'd call it ugly. Well, I would. It's that sand-blown, windswept, terribly hot place with bad air and oil derricks everywhere. I hate that place. Aren't there races that are really long, like the bikes only come by once every hour or something? Oh, honey, it's not that bad. I mean, yes, you're right. But for Vlay-Flay, we actually come by once every hour and a half or so. Well, I hate that place, and it stinks, and the dry, dirty air hurts my throat. And it's bitterly hot, and I hate it. And there's trash everywhere, and every third person is driving a pickup or has meth mouth. If Maggie hadn't been there with me that time, I would have killed myself. Okay, well, aside from all that, is there, like, a reason you won't go? Like, I really need water in the feed zone. They say it's going to be in the high 90s. Since you ask, yes, there is a reason. I don't want to go. Why is that? Tomorrow's my birthday. Tune in tomorrow for Wanky Dodges a Marital Dissolution. Okay, continuing on part two, the happy birthiversary deal. When you're a dude, there's nothing more poisonous to your racing plans and to sex for the next 4 months than forgetting a birthday or anniversary. Of course, I've only been married 24 years, so it's not like I'm expected to memorize all these fucking dates overnight, but still, it didn't take a genius to see that things were about to take a hard left down the exit, no bike race for you lane. Being a dude, though, I've learned to think quickly. So I put on my best warm and fuzzy smile, coupled with my I've got something up my sleeve smile, and said, I know it's your birthday. There's a really cute little In-N-Out just outside Bakersfield on Panama Drive that we could stop at to celebrate after the race. Double cheeseburgers and chocolate shakes. Sound fun? Mrs. Wankmeister scowled and said she didn't think it sounded fun. Plus, Bakersfield was still a shithole as far as she was concerned. So, there things were, looking pretty bad. But, ever the optimist, I packed my bags and texted DJ that I'd be over at place at 8:30 and went to bed hoping for the best. Are you Wankmeister? The alarm went off just before 6, and I got up to make my coffee, trying to make enough racket so that Mrs. Wankmeister wouldn't be able to sleep, and then hopefully she'd not remember too much that it was her birthday, and maybe make me some pancakes and eggs and sausage so I'd be ready for the race in case I got to go to the race. She finally got stirring and started her morning routine when a miracle happened. Ring-a-ling went the doorbell. What the fuck, I thought. Who's ringing my doorbell at 7 a.m.? I opened it up, and there stood three very pretty and extremely bashful junior high school girls. I've never seen a one of them in my life. Are you Mr. Wankmeister, they asked. Yes. Is today Mrs. WM's birthday? Why, yes it is. Well, here's a cake we made for her, they said, and presented me with a gorgeous chocolate birthday cake. I stood there trying to figure this out. Who were they? Why were they here at 7 a.m.? Why were they giving my wife a cake? So I started with the first one. This is so sweet. Now, who are you girls? Well, it turned out that they live in our apartment complex and are friends with my youngest son, and in addition to being very sweet kids, we're also angling to get in good with Mrs. Wankmeister, the controller of the schedule, and general gatekeeper, as they wanted to go hang out with Junior later in the day. Aha! Only problem was that I couldn't call Mrs. Wankmeister to come get the cake because she was still in her pajamas and otherwise occupied by cracking one out on the shitter, so I stalled a bit. Then hurried into the bathroom, lit a Magnum incense candle bomb, and turned on the ceiling fans. Soon enough, the coast was clear, though, and we could stop breathing through a wet towel, and the girls presented their gift, and Mrs. WM was so happy and thrilled that she whipped up a breakfast and told me I could go to Bakersfield. Vlee Flay Ronde Road Race 2012, game on! So there we go, part two. We'll be back with part three. Part three, The Hand of God by Wankmeister. Bee swarms, poisonous snakes, and the fiery orb of death. DJ got the bikes loaded up and we went to pick up Road Champ. He was waiting at the curb with four sets of spare wheels, a 75-pound bag, and his trophy from Blaise Flay Ho Rondi of 2010. This enormous sculpture consisted of a giant block of wood with a meat cleaver embedded in it. What's the trophy for, dude? I asked. It's going with us, to let the competition know what they're up against. Like somebody attacks and you're going to brain them with it? Road Champ was unfazed and loaded the thing in the Suburban, which listed a few degrees starboard as a result. We next picked up King Harold, who, not to be outdone by Road Champ, had a bike bag even heavier than Road Champ's, filled as it was with his ingenious rock collection. The drive was a pre-race bullshitting contest with each person telling a more outlandish tale of stupidity than the one before. DJ led off with his famous Lost a Tranny Towing a Boat Outside Vegas story, which I easily topped with my Running the Alpha Spider Sans Oil Till the Engine Seized tale, followed by Road Champs. We got lost riding mountain bikes and spooned overnight in a briar thicket after jumping across a waterfall until we were almost rescued by the sheriff narrative. Oh, and that was followed by DJ's Broken Femur on Bronco Epic, which I had totally been one with the time I bow and arrow target practiced one day. on the public golf course legend, which totally shut everyone the fuck up, except King Harold, who admitted that he'd never had an adventure, gotten lost, been arrested, sunk a boat, crashed a car, killed anyone by mistake, or been in jail. Although there was one time his dad fell out of a chair and all the kids laughed really hard. So when we got to Bakersfield, it was already 107 degrees. We parked next to G-Money, Axina, and Mighty Mouse, who were trying to put up a tent with half of its legs broken. Fortunately, King Harold, DJ, and Road Champ are all engineers, so by the time we finished, the canvas was torn and the other half of the legs were broken. I slammed a tuna sandwich, a couple of bananas, loaded up with 3 water bottles, and we rolled to the line. Here's where it gets good. The ref began with, "The center line rule is permanently enforced for all eternity by cement trucks and crazed pickups going the other way and by angry people with loaded guns. Cross the line and you will be relegated to the coroner's office. Also, at the bottom of the first climb, there's a massive swarm of stinging bees. Close your mouths. And finally, when you pull off the side of the road to quit or just to die, watch out for the poisonous snakes that are everywhere. Riders ready? Go!" Pain is intelligence leaving your body. Or what doesn't kill you makes you pretty much an invalid. Vlees Vlee Rondi, which in Dutch means, "How'd you like getting fucked in the throat with a sharp stick while having your balls slowly roasted over a campfire?" has quickly become a place that racers avoid with a passion. Its first year, the 45-plus field had 30 finishers. Word spread that it was a brutal and nasty race, and riders flocked to test their mettle in 2011. 40 finished. This year, everyone who'd wanted any had gotten a taste of this beastly desert beatdown, and barely 45 racers even signed up. 23 finished. The soul-destroying heat and relentless climbing whittled the field down by half in short order. Somewhere up the last steep climb on the first lap, I think it was after the second turnaround coming up the backside of Liebert's Corner, I realized I was up to my old tricks again, glued to the wheel of the craziest dude in the race. This hairy-legged wanker was riding a vintage 1980s steel DeRosa with diamante tubing, something? Seriously. Diamond tubing and down tube shifters, and each time we hit a climb, he would plunge from deep in the red zone into the purple zone, and from there into the wobble zone off into the gravel zone, with me on his wheel, stupidly, of course. But the second lap, our tightly knit group of people, who all hated each other, was feeling the effects of the heat. Road Champ's stitches from his 12-hour oral surgery the day before the race had come loose, and every time he exhaled, a spray of blood blew out like spit fired from a misting machine. The steel bike dude had received a brief graveside service where everyone threw their empty water bottles and goo wrappers at his corpse as we rode by. Giants of the road, such as Thing 2, had pedaled off into oblivion. King Harold had turned the ride into a solo pedal through purgatory. The only people left were the gritty, the tough, and those who can only be called too stupid to quit or so poor that it's worth a $15,000 hospital bill for the chance to win $37. However hard up and miserable we all were, though, it was about to get that much worse. Ooh. The Hand of God continues with part 4, Capture the Flag. Incredibly, Wankmeister's legs were golden this epic day at Vlees Vlee Rondi. As he pedaled madly in his spy blue team kit through the anus of the Central Valley. Perhaps it was the blinding heat mixed with the nasty particulates and suffocating ozone that make Bakersfield's air the most polluted in North America. A combination of stench, pain, and discomfort that can really only be approximated by growing up in Texas or living near Amarillo. Boxes that Wankmeister has ticked off his gut bucket list with the fattest Sharpie out there. Perhaps it was Wanky's new grind over and thrust climbing technique, which he has begun using up to compensate for the VO2 maxiness of his betters. Or perhaps it was Wankmeister's decision to go off grind and just begin following the advice of his coach, Captain Teabag, who, after telling Wankmeister that he should give up racing, also told him that if he insists, just go hard. Most perhaps of all, though, it was likely the visages of misery, suffering, despair, and disbelief mixed with the expressions of failure, humiliation, and defeat that were scrawled across the faces of everyone remaining in the lead group. Wankmeister had never lasted so far forward into a hard California road race. Here he was, surrounded by the most recidivist of the four cats de la route, and they looked like shit. Golden legs, brutal course, smothering heat. Everyone else all fucked up. If the legs held with a smattering of strategy, Wankmeister could be a factor in the finish. If not, smoking all this crack sure had been fun. "We will show you mercy. Then after you look at it, we will put it back in the box and kill you." As the leaders sped up the first big climb on the second lap, Flag of No Quarter attacked and gapped the field. Knowing that my legs couldn't possibly hold out for a 20-mile breakaway, and that cleverness mandated conservation, I chose suicide by surging from the group and bridging the gap. We worked mightily together, with Flag taking huge mile-long pulls up the climb, and me taking brief 4-second pulls on the descents until the field was out of sight and a distant memory. As Flag of No Quarter upped the pace, I muttered, or perhaps it was gurgle. Whatever the sound your vocal cords make when your throat has been slit and the blood mixes with the final exhalation of air, that's the sound I made. Flag looked at me as I took my final puny pull. "No worries," he said. "You did your best." Then Flag of No Quarter did his best and vanished up the climb. The field, which had once been a distant memory, now became a visible, living, breathing, and fast-approaching mob of the undead, with the hand of God leading the chase. 10,000, 100 million, billion years old, white-haired, bent from the weight of the universe, bedecked in the 456 million colored sleeve stripes on his champion of the universe jersey, Fog pushed, then pulled, then thrust the group forward until, after my 10-mile breakaway attempt, I was swallowed up. A series of droppage and cathage ensued, where I came off on the climbs and chased back on the downhills, usually with the help of Darling Todd. As we made our second and final ascent up Liebert's Corner, the hand of God looked back and saw the cluster of unworthy dingleberry sinners still entwined in the hairs on his rear. Thog took out his giant paddle of doom and carefully inspected it for giant rusty nails protruding from the end. Finding none, he reached into his jersey pocket and inserted several of the largest and rustiest. Then with one mighty swat of the paddle of doom, Thog smacked the living shit out of the dingleberries, who had till then tenaciously clung to his ass. We were pounded loose with that one whack. The fire in my stove had gone completely out, and try as I might, I couldn't even reignite the pilot light. The other dingle barrels rolled slowly up the road, dislodged from the leaders, while Thog led the remnants back onto the main road, capturing the flag and bringing everyone back together. In a matter of 2 miles, I was 3:30 down. The hand of God meets the steel-toed boot of Satan. With 4 miles to go, G-Money launched an attack into the headwind. None could follow save Thog and DJ. As the large gap filled with even more real estate, some sprunter dude gave the mother of all efforts in bridge. Just as he latched on, he took a second to catch his breath. In that second, G-Money unleashed a mighty kick from the steel-toed boot of Satan. Sprinter Dude panicked and threw a chain, while G-Money, now hitting the bottom of the 1K climb to the finish, Thog waited for DJ to bridge, apparently unaware that the only time DJ bridges is when there are three other players at the card table and it's his bid. Thog unleashed the thunderbelt of doom, but too late to fend off the blow to the skull by the pointy steel-toed boot of the devil. In a reverse of the 2011 finish, it was the devil first and the hand of God second. I dribbled in 4 hours or so later to secure 19th place, the exact same result from 2010. What a difference 2 years of training and a $15,000 bike and experience make. Back at the Suburban, Road Champ was stitching his gums together with some baling wire, wondering why, after a 12-hour surgical procedure and losing 2 pints of blood, he'd not had the legs to go with the leaders. Must have been the heat, he concluded, carefully draping a towel around the meat cleaver trophy in the hopes that no one would notice. And King Harold came in later that night and immediately called his girlfriend to sob about the heat, the misery, the thirst, the hills, and most of all, the massive cramps that soon engulfed him. We changed his ditty, gave him a Wankmeister pacifier made out of granite and barbed wire, and headed home. And no one told any stories of epic danger, death, or courage in the face of utter destruction, however. We'd all just lived through one.
All right. Yeah, that was a blog, The Hand of God, written by the Wankmeister. Be sure and check out his other entertaining writings at pvcycling.wordpress.com. pvcycling.wordpress.com. Hope you enjoyed that little narrative there. So, we got some more sounds of racing, the Masters 35 start and staging at the LA Circuit Race. Also, Crenshaw High doing the national anthem right before the pro finish and the pro category 1 and 2 finish line. Also, the finish race called by Rasan Bahati. Also, Rasan in there calling the exciting Fixie race finish as well. And some post-race banter from the Masters 45s. So sit back and enjoy some of these sounds of bike racing on Bike Sport Radio. All right, we've got the Masters 35s getting their final instructions. And you're listening to Kill Radio. KillRadio.org. And they're off. Masters 35s. Click, click, click. Good size field there. 9 laps for the Masters 35 plus. All right, we got Crenshaw High. Can we line them up too?
Yeah, we can line them up.
All right, let's go ahead and have the men's Pro 1-2s line up also, all right, over here as well. Just make sure you give the band time to get out of the way before you roll out. Actually, you'll have your final instructions anyways to wait for from the chief official. Suzanne Sony racing with the men.
See my boys alone.
Bubble boy.
You're at the 18th annual. 18 years we've been doing this. The LA Circuit Race has just become an adult. It's 18 years old. It's gotten out of its adolescent years. So go ahead and hit it. Crenshaw High.
Ah!
Listen up to your instructions from your chief official and have a great race.
All right, gentlemen and Suzanne. You guys are going to be racing for 15 laps.
All right.
Circuit race.
Row 1's 2's getting their final instructions now.
No free laps.
At the LA Circuit Race on Bike Sport Radio.
Justin Williams, Cash Cop, Ivan Dominguez, the Cuban Missile, in second, and Austin Carroll, Pure Gear, rounding out the podium.
Right. One of Rasan's boys, Justin Williams, in the Masters, the Pros, 1-2s, beating out Ivan Dominguez just barely at the line on Bike Sport Radio at the LA Circuit Race. At the Bahati Foundation LA Circuit Race. Gotta love these Fixie guys. Rasan, you have done a number here. Look at all these Fixie guys on fixed gears. Hope you chose your gear wisely because you don't get to shift. Half a lap to go. And look at this, a whole pack together. They're riding like a... Oh, I know, it's a bunch of track guys. It's just a bunch of track guys. Half a lap to go on the Fixies.
Yeah, I like this. Come on, sprint. That's the inside. Here he comes on the inside. Uh-oh. It's going good. Who's it going to be? It looks like Tony. It looks like Tony. It's going to be Tony for the win.
Tony Zaldúa.
Nice win.
All right, so Tony Zaldúa. That was the Fixies, and we're going to have the freewheelers coming by shortly right here at the L.A. Circuit Race. Craig Miller, huh?
Oh, did Family Man win?
Yeah.
I thought so. This is his race.
Big field sprint. Craig Miller, Richard Meeker, and some other guy.
Was Meeker.
Marvin Hall.
Yeah, Marvin Hall. Those guys, those big bodies, they just blast this thing. Like, I got dragged in, like, I had that little attack, yeah. And then it just turned into a lead out.
Yeah.
And I tried to stay on the gas, but then when they started coming by me, it's like Klasna and...
Klasna got 12 or so.
He got bumped by Steve.
They all pulled up when you came around for the last lap here, and you're yelling, and you're yelling.
Yeah.
Whole pack just pulled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's why it was too slow.
It was like, damn.
And then when we hit that little bump here, all the pack bumped up and some guys went sideways. And, whoa, look out. Oh,
that's man. Where you said you guys were
scary.
Bars and stuff, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's scary.
That was fun, though. We had the orange guys at the front all the time.
Right.
Jeff was on fire.
It was just really fast
throwing
all
them
the way.
Dominated. All right, Bike Sport Radio's here at the LA Circuit Race. Getting ready for the single speed riders.
You guys have a separate race. You can start later. A separate race.
But then I feel I'm able to
finish. All right, we got single speed and fixed gear single speed. Single speed freewheels and single speed fixed gears. Getting their final instructions at the start.
How many of you guys been in a pack race before? Okay.
Most of them.
You guys know what you're doing. Watch your wheels. It's going to be one lap. We race for one lap.
And they're getting their final instructions. A big thanks to Mr. Rasan Bahati for bringing all these single speed guys out here. Thanks, man.
Let's just come up and make it even more exciting.
All right, whoever wins, get $50!
Yeah!
All right. Right here.
$50 cash. All right, they're off. Oh, this is wild.
Oh my god.
All right, now we got the freewheels. Freewheels. Single speed freewheels. Right on the line here. A couple of guys doing second races, it looks like. Nice BMX helmet there, chrome. On Bike Sport Radio. We'll be coming back at you later. This is a one lapper, 4 miles to go here on Bike Sport Radio. Fixies and single speeds out here.
All right. Single speeds. Ready?
Woo! Catch the fixies! All right, they are off. 4 miles to go. Men's V's. Solo win. 165 in the field right there. 156. Hassan Bahati Clinic for the beginner fives.
Not too tight, all right? But if you can do this, it's too loose. So everybody just go ahead and get off your bike. Get some. Make sure you have some leverage. You don't want it too hard.
Skewers.
If you do it too hard, what will happen? This end right here will pop out. All right, so you shouldn't have to struggle to do it, but you shouldn't be able to do it. This is pretty good. That's good, all right? And then go ahead and do the back. Always check my brakes.
Last lap and
brakes. I'll give you one tip about brakes. This is a tip I tell everyone. You ever been riding a road bike and something happens in front of you and you snatch your brake and you either you slide or you, maybe if you grab the front one too hard, you go head over hills. You know why? The brakes are too tight. In crit racing, or even today, when speed is your friend, you don't want your brakes too tight, all right? You want to be able to grab your brakes and just slow down a little bit. If you cut your brakes, like in my opinion, these brakes are way too tight. If you cut your brakes and it does this, way too tight. If you loosen them up a little bit in a bike race, just enough to slow down is here. And here's another tip. Towards the end of the race, when things are getting a little hairy and you're bumping, right? And you may feel comfortable just holding here. But if they're super tight and you touch it, it's too much, right? You can lose 15 spots just like that. But if they're a little loose, you can actually hold on to them a little bit. You see that? I open this brake up. I'm touching the brake, but it's not touching the rim, right? But if I had to, a little touch, and I can stop, all right? You don't have to try that today. That's something that maybe you can try in the future when you're riding by yourself. Just loosen your brakes up a little bit and practice just holding on to them, because this is the absolute safest spot on the bars, either here or here, where you have control and you can use your brakes. All right, so
in the hooks or on the hoods.
Brakes work. That's the second thing you should do. Let me follow the next step. So far, everybody's pretty good. Helmets. Most people don't wear their helmets right. Yours is a little high. Can I use you as an example? Just step in the middle. His helmet, the way it's on his head, is absolutely perfect. These little tabs underneath your ear, that's where they should go. Bad example. I'm going to tell you why. Don't move it. I'll tell you why this is a bad example. God forbid he gets into an accident, this is what's going to happen. What's going to hit the concrete first?
Yeah.
You need to
helmet too loose. Strap too loose.
Eyebrow, and those two tabs should be right underneath your ear. In case you're laws of gravity, right? Your helmet starting to move.
That's right, we're on the radio here. Rasan just went up and tapped his helmet and it went clear back on the back of his head.
So go ahead and tighten those up. Don't look at the guys on TV with their straps hanging. That's not correct. That's not going to save your life. Having the helmet nice and a little snug and maybe a little uncomfortable at first, that's where you want it. So now you're at the start line, right? Are you getting ready to go to the start line? Some of you don't have bottles, that's preference. I like to make sure my bottles are ready. I have my gels. Simple preparation, right? Now the race is off. Boom. What should you be thinking? Anybody can answer.
Don't crash. Get on a wheel.
All right, what wheels? That's a good thing. What wheels are you going to follow? What else should you be thinking about? After, say you just did one complete lap. What should you have learned in that lap?
Course.
What else?
Position.
Turns. Position. What else?
Which way the wind is going?
Which way the wind is going?
Who to stay away from?
Very important today. Hazards. These are all important things. Don't take them for granted. It could be. This could be the difference between you crashing and not crashing. The difference between you getting first and second, or placing in the top five and out of the top five. But one, I'll tell you one thing that I'll think about. Who looks good? And it could be like a fluke. He just looks good on the first lap, but still, I'm gonna pay attention. He looks nice and smooth. He looks comfortable. Attacks just happened. He's not breathing hard. That's the guy I want to watch, right? Now, the guy whose knees are going out like this and he's bobbing his head, you probably want to stay away from that guy, right? Hopefully, you're not that guy, okay? So now you've completed a lap. You know who looks good. You know where the potholes are. You know which way the wind is coming. You know all the small things that we take for granted, you know, because we race 80, 90 races a year. You're getting towards the end of the race. Now what are you thinking? There's one lap to go. You just crossed the finish line. Bell lap. What are you thinking?
Position.
That's key. Number one.
Don't put your hands up on the bell lap.
That's a good point. We'll come back to that. We're on our way here all the time. What else are you thinking? You guys are racing, right? What are you thinking?
When to go.
When to go. Absolutely. Now, it's a tailwind today. If the race was going to finish going west, did you start your sprint early or late?
Late.
Now, the race is going east with a tailwind. How should you start your sprint?
Early.
Probably not pretty early, but as a sprinter, you want to know that you have an extra push. There's someone behind you pushing now, and it's going to be harder for the guy behind you to pass because he's getting the equal push. It's like two hands pushing you at the same time. All right. So first thing we covered is making sure your bike is in the proper position, condition, I should say, because there's no mechanical if your handlebars drop, if your seat fall off, if your screws come loose, if your pedal comes off. That's all on you. There's no free laps. And today, you don't get free laps anyway, but in the future, in smaller crits, if any of those things happen, that's your fault. Now, if your pedal breaks off from all the power you have, okay, that's a mechanical. And the only other mechanical is a crash or a puncture. So, make sure, you know, every now and then, you loosen up your handlebar. Touch your seat. Do those things. Some of us have mechanics. Some of you may not have that, so make sure you take good care of your equipment and you always go over your things. How much time do we have, Brad?
5 minutes. No, less than 5 minutes.
Less than 5 minutes. First race. Whose first race is this? Okay. Show me how you're going to start. Just how you're going to get on your bike and how are you going to look when you get on your bike? Just go ahead and do it. You don't have to go anywhere. I just want to see how you're going to start. One thing I do is hold on to one brake. This is a little cheat, if you may. If you hold on to a brake, you can put pressure on the pedal without moving. When they say go, you can just roll off without fumbling for the pedal. There's a race in Athens, Georgia. Very big. It's a twilight race. Starts at 10 o'clock at night. It's one of the biggest crits in the United States. I was fortunate enough to win it. Positioning is everything at that race. If you start 80 guys back, you have no chance. If you start 50 guys back, if you're really good, you have a chance. I was able to start in the front. But I saw guys fumbling for pedals, and after the race I talked to them, they never saw the front again, even though they started on the first line. So, here's a little trick. What I just told him. If you hold the bike, or if you hold your brake, you're not going to go anywhere, right? As soon as you get going, always look up. Don't focus on, especially with you with speed plays, you have no reason to look down at all. And even the other guys, feel for it, okay? Because if you're doing this and you're looking for it, you can go this, bam, right into someone, you crash before you race the start. Right? So when you're taking off, just try to look straight. Give that first pedal some power so you can keep going. You know what I mean? And you don't have to worry about fumbling. If you just nonchalantly push down on the pedal, you're going nowhere. Now you have to try to worry about couple drills, but we don't have time for that. So any questions? You guys have any concerns? Yeah, anything I can answer? Yeah, looks better. Looks better. Is that it? All right. Have a good race. Be safe.
All right. Wow. Check out BahatiRacing.com.
Yeah, check out the foundation's website.
Good luck, guys.
All right, Cat 5Bs, or 5As. Category 5's finishing. One rider off the front. Let's see if they caught him or not. Oh, and I think they did.
Get back out of the course.
All right, here they come.
Here comes our finish.
Come on, come on, come on! Come
on! Number 125.
Yeah. 125 taking the win. It looked like Big Orange. Chris Downs in there for third in the men's category fives at the LA circuit race. Podium ceremony. Men's pros, Evan Dominguez second.
The 2012 Bahati Foundation LA circuit race. Is Justin Williams, Cash Paul Mortgage. And he gets the winner's jersey. Courtesy of,
I didn't know that.
Yvonne says if he knows there was a jersey before the run. Come on, man. Put the jersey on.
Come on, man.
Hurry up. Watch out.
All right, we're good here.
That is smaller jersey, man.
Muscle head. Here we go again, top three, Justin Williams in first place, Yvonne Dominguez in second, and Austin Carroll in third. Yeah. Well, that's what
the gentleman's for. Oh, man, that's not for
Carol, Evan Dominguez, Justin Williams, Pro Men's 123 on Bike Sport Radio.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Again, thanks for listening. If you'd like to be a part of Bike Sport Radio or Kill Radio, we meet on the 1st and the 15th of each month. And coming up, the 3-foot law is back in the state of California. Be sure and support it at all levels, the 3-foot passing law around cyclists. Thanks for listening again to Bike Sport Radio.